This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. This is a live broadcast done on Thursday at 11:30 in the morning, proclaiming the goodness of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the love that Jesus Christ has for you. Oh, you just snapped on the radio. God wants you to hear and to experience. He loves you. He loves you. And he has plans for your life. Oh, you've been walking with him for many years, but you've fallen away. But today is the day of salvation, the day to come back to Jesus. Oh, hear the word of the Lord today. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Oh, I do not belong to myself. I am his. I belong to him. He shed his blood for me. Oh, he shed his blood for you. You belong to him. And he is all you need. His name is Jesus. And the Father's love pours out through his holy and awesome Son, the Lord Jesus. Where would I be today without Jesus? I'd be going to hell. Oh, yes, maybe I'd be teaching school, but I'd still be in my sin. Only Christ can take away sin. Only Christ, who bore our wounds and carried our infirmities and bore our sins, he is the sin offering. That's why people like St. Paul, who persecuted God's children, could become the evangelist to the Gentiles. Oh, God has forgiveness for you today. God has forgiveness for you today. That's why you snapped on the radio. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. You see, I belong to Jesus. I don't even belong to myself. I belong to Jesus. He bought me with his most precious blood. You belong to Jesus. He bought you with his most precious blood. He wants for you to know, not in your head, but to know in your life, that he is sufficient and has plans for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. But you say, I've never, ever turned to Jesus. And I hear these words today. I'm not worthy. I tell you, my friend, no one is worthy. Only the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ is the only worthy one. Not me and not you. And he comes to us in our unworthiness. And he saves us by the blood that he shed for you, for me, for us. Oh, that blood speaks louder than the blood of Abel. We remember when Cain killed Abel. The blood of Abel cried out for vengeance. But the blood of Jesus speaks louder than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus is our reconciliation. The blood of Jesus is our forgiveness. The blood of Jesus is our healing. The blood of Jesus is our forgiveness again and again and again. Because the life is in the blood. We need to proclaim the power of the blood of Christ. We need to proclaim that through the blood we are accepted as the children of God. the blood of the Lamb. Worthy is he, the Lamb of God, who took upon himself my sins and yours. Worthy is Jesus, the precious Lamb of the Father, who became the Lamb that was slain for the sins of you, of me, of the world. Worthy is Jesus. How many people proclaim the great power of the blood? I'm going to tell you, not many. Not many. Not many. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says there is no forgiveness of sin. Jesus shed his blood once and for all. The forgiveness of sin has been experienced through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And he has plans for you. Don't miss the plans, because these plans will give you life. They're not boring plans. Little did I know when I said yes to Jesus, I'd be talking to people on the radio. Little did I know when I said yes to Jesus, and I said yes when it was after my confirmation. I said, yes, Lord, I surrender. I give you my life. And guess what? He took it. He took it. If you give him your life, he will take it. But only you can give him your life. I can't give him your life. I can only give him my life. And you know what? When I am not giving the Lord my life, nothing happens. Nothing happens. The Lord says to me every day, I want your life. Give me your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I want it all. I want it all. I thank God for the sacrament of penance. I thank God that I go under the blood when I confess my sins to the priest and to the church and to the Lord. I am under the blood. I am blood bought. You, if you're a Christian, you're blood bought. Bought with the price of the blood of Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. Blood bought. Only Christians are blood bought. I became blood bought at 40 days old when I was baptized as a baby. And at 21 years old, I gave my life to Jesus. The life that I received at baptism, the life that I received through the proclamation of the gospel. I gave my life to Jesus. And he took it. And I told him, if I ever take it back, let me suffer. If I ever take it back, let me suffer. And I'm going to tell you, I know suffering. When I took back what I gave Jesus, that's my life, I suffered, calling me back to my first love in Jesus Christ. That's what God's calling you to. The first love of Jesus Christ. Do you love him today? Do you love him so much that you tell other people about him today? Or is your love a love in the closet? Oh, no. My love is not a closet love. I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he has been in my life every single day, even when I didn't know it. I love him. I love to say I love Jesus. But more than loving Jesus, I want to proclaim that love to you, that you have been bought with the price of the blood of Christ. You are blood bought. You are worth the blood of Jesus. The scripture says, we have not been bought with any diminishable silver or gold. But we've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. Your blood bought, my friend. Blood bought. And he bought you in that precious blood so that you would be redeemed and proclaim the love of Christ to people one at a time. You see, it's not only to the priest that we proclaim the love of Christ. You, as a Christian, are called to proclaim the love of Christ to people one at a time. I thank God. When I was 21, I met a young man who was a seminarian, and he brought me to a prayer meeting where I was transformed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. I knew something happened that night in Lawrence. Something happened that only God could do. I received the presence of the Holy Spirit. I gave my life anew to him. I told him he could have it all. And guess what? He took it all. I also told him, if I take it back, let me suffer. And I told you, I've suffered when I've taken it back. God has a plan for you today. A plan for you. A plan for you. Do not be a doubter anymore. Be a believer. He came to ransom you for himself by the shedding of his blood. You are blood bought. You are blood bought. I tell you, that's who you are. Blood bought. You are his. And he is yours. And he reigns as the resurrected Christ, pouring out the Holy Spirit upon us. No Holy Spirit, no fervor in the church. No Holy Spirit, no proclamation of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. No Holy Spirit, no healing takes place. No, Holy Spirit, it's just another day like yesterday. But in the Holy Spirit, all things become new. God does things that only God can do. I remember speaking on this radio station, and somebody I didn't know at all was listening to me on his car radio, and he was weeping as I talked to him about the blood of Jesus that is our ransom. I didn't know that. But the proclamation of the gospel brings power. That young man was transformed, not by me, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection was being proclaimed. That's what happens. St. Paul said, I decided, Corinthian community, that when I came to you, I would know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Like, what do you know today? Have you given your life to the crucified, risen Lord? Or are you just hanging around? Are you just a church mouse? Oh, I tell you, St. Augustine says, all that God has, the church doesn't have. And all the church has, God doesn't have. Oh, you could be a member of the church and not know Jesus. You could be a member of the church and not experience the forgiveness of your sins. You know why you didn't experience the forgiveness of your sin? Because you thought you were better than other people. No, all have sinned, that you, and that especially me, and fallen short of the glory of God. All, That's you. But I'm a good person, I tell you. You're not good enough. Neither am I. It takes the blood to make us good enough. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts to make us good enough. It has nothing to do with my self-will and everything to do with the Lord. Where is your heart today? Do you have a heart for the risen Lord? Are you surrendered today? Have you given him over your life today? Or are you just playing church? I tell you, I don't want to play church because I will be condemned when I meet God. I don't want to play church. I want to proclaim the Christ of the Bible, the Christ of the church, the Christ who is infinite in his mercy and love. That's my experience. That's my wish, that I would continue to proclaim the love of God poured out through the Holy Spirit in the crucified, risen Savior. He died for you, you know. He died for you when you were far from him. He gave his life for you when you didn't have any idea about him. He has plans for you, whether you know it or not. If you give your life to him, he has plans for you. And I tell you, there are people who have given their life to Jesus and fallen back. It's time to give your life back to the risen Lord. He has plans for you, plans to give you a future, and plans to give you a hope. But you need to want them. You see, I don't want my plans. They're so boring. I want the plans of Jesus Christ. They're so inviting, so wonderful, so powerful. I want his plans, not my plans. Yes, thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. Not my will, but thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. That's you. Whose will do you want? You've been wanting your own will, and you're in the dark place of your soul. Give up your will and give yourself to Jesus. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I surrender to you. You who died for me, I surrender. That's enough. You don't have to say anymore. I surrender, and the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within the surrendered heart. We don't hear that word preached enough. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. But it's up to you, and it's up to me. I surrender God. I surrender Jesus, all to Jesus. I surrender, all to Jesus. I surrender, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. Risen Savior, I surrender all. Sing it with me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. Oh, my Lord. That's where life comes, in self-surrender. People don't talk about surrender anymore. I talk about it. I need to talk about it. I need to be a surrendered soul, day by day, surrendered in the presence of God. Without my surrender, nothing happens. Have you surrendered today? Have you given him your life today? or are you following your own plans, which are puny and dark? I don't care how wonderful the world sees them as. Whose plans are you following? I want the plans of Jesus. As I said, the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You. So that you can proclaim the power of Christ's death and resurrection. I know the plans I have for you. You see, those plans were blood-bought on the cross of Calvary. Those plans were blood-bought on the cross of Calvary. Those plans were blood-bought on the cross of Calvary and in the power of the resurrection. When he rose from the dead, he took you out of your misery, out of your sin. He took me out of my misery, out of my sin, and he brought me to the Father. Oh, come, risen Christ, bring us to the Father. Come, risen Christ, dwell within our hearts. You who shed your blood for us, dwell within our hearts today. Dwell within my heart today. Your blood speaks louder than the blood of Abel, which cried out for vengeance. The blood of Jesus cries out, not guilty. That's why you go to confession, and you confess your sins, and Jesus forgives your sins. Oh, the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of confession. Jesus forgives your sins, and he puts them as far as the east is from the west. Where do we get this sacrament? The 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. He was talking to the apostles. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Do you know the power of sin? Do you know the power of sin that blocks you from the love of Christ? He paid for it. He paid for it by his blood, by his nailing to the cross. He paid for it through the power of his resurrection. Don't go another second without surrendering to Jesus. How do I do it? I surrender. I give you everything. I have no more words. I surrender. I only want Jesus. I only want the Holy Spirit. I surrender. A surrendered life brings the glory of God to the earth. That's what we're called to. Every day, surrender to Jesus, and he will do everything for you. That's what we're called to. Not only, well, you know what, open your heart and ask Jesus to come in and he'll come. That's true. But after I ask Jesus to come in, I have to live a surrendered life. And my life is surrendered and filled with the power of God. My life is surrendered and filled with the grace of God. My life is surrendered and filled with the mercy of God. Oh, it's all about Jesus. It's not about me, and it's not about you. Where is your life? The only thing you need to say, I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. Please today, don't leave this radio before you say to Christ through your tears, through your whatever, I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. I want to be blood bought. I want to be blood bought now through your death, burial, and resurrection. Come, Lord Jesus, come with the power of your Holy Spirit, that the gospel may be proclaimed one at a time to the ends of the earth. Have mercy on us, for not proclaiming the power of your death, burial, and resurrection. Come, Holy Spirit, renew within us a new life. Give us the joy of salvation. Give us the power to raise the dead in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.